Welcome along to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, taking you to places of inspiration and giving you ideas to reflect on. So Joe, what's this place?
Well, we're standing here beside the magnificent building, Gloucester Cathedral, right in the heart of Gloucester. And I know it's a bit weird because you can hear seagulls in the background, but that's because just a few yards away is Gloucester Docks, and that brings the seagulls in. But it's a beautiful, tranquil spot in the middle of a very busy city. And it's got an amazing history. It's got a huge sense of the past here. It was actually founded in around the year 678 by a guy called Osric. I always remember that because one of my favourite bands is called the Osric Tentacles.
Ah.
Bit of a tenuous link there. It's been here right from the year 678. It was expanded around the year 1072. But it's been a place of pilgrimage for thousands and thousands of people for centuries. And it's got that amazing sense of history and the past with it. And I've not brought you here for any religious reason. It's not because I'm particularly pro-Christianity or anything like that. It's just because it's a wonderful place and a wonderful building.
Mm. Describe it to us.
Well, I think it's one of the largest cathedrals I've seen. I've been to a few cathedrals around the Cotswolds and in fact, around the country. But I think it's the honey-coloured Cotswold stone that makes it very, very special. It seems very timeless. And we're actually standing at the bottom of a wall and it's raising Gothic towers above us. We heard the church bells a few moments ago. And it gives you an amazing sense of what the builders of this place must have done. It must have taken them centuries to get such an amazing building.
Another unusual thing I saw was that the gatehouse at the front is actually still covered on the statues, which is really rare, because most gatehouses, cathedrals and churches have had all their statues ripped out hundreds of years ago.
The statues are absolutely amazing. The way they must have survived over the centuries is incredible. And I like the mixture of different houses around the square. The cathedral is surrounded by a beautiful cobbled square, with houses from the Tudor period, the Regency, and we can hear the church bells again in the background. It's just a lovely little spot, very peaceful.
And what tip do you want to share with us about here?
My tip that inspires me bringing you to this place is the tip, follow your own spiritual path. And what I mean by that is it's nothing to do with organised religion, and it doesn't matter to me whether someone calls themselves a Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Jew. Not concerned with what religion people follow, that's their own personal choice.
Yeah.
But this is about spirituality in the wider sense, whatever you believe your God to be or not to be. And I think if you miss out the spiritual part of total life, then you haven't got a total life fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking time to pause and reflect that sometimes there are things that are bigger than us as human beings and more important. And I think getting away to somewhere like this not only gives you a sense of tranquility and peace, it causes you to reflect on nature and the wider world and what a microscopic part we play in it. And it just brings home to you that we're all part of nature and nature's much bigger than us. And whatever your spiritual leanings are and whatever your religious connotations are, I think it's important to find a bit of space to take time out and think about spiritual things from time to time. It's important, and not enough of us do it.
Oh, that's brilliant, Joe. Thanks ever so much for sharing that with us.
And if you've got some tips that you'd like to share with us or a place of special interest, then come along to our website and tell us at tiptours.co.uk.